And now on Brisbane Live, it's time to clash tackle the big issues in sport with the Courier Mail's chief sports writer, Robert Crash Craddock.
Crash, good afternoon. The tributes flowing in for a legend that was Betty Cuthbert.
They really are, Ben, and God, and the sweetness of them reflects the sweetness of a beautiful lady. You know, so lovely face, lovely smile, nice nature, you know, in every way. They named a rose after her at one point, and that was a beautifully appropriate gesture. But, yeah, she was great, wasn't she? Olympic champion, the 100, 200, 400. So understated, Ben, because she didn't play the media game. Like, she wasn't like Dawn Fraser. You never saw her or heard from her. Suffered from multiple sclerosis. And because of that, was far less famous than she deserved to be.
Well, I put that to Bruce McAvaney earlier in the program, where I said, you know, she probably doesn't jump into people's minds as being, you know, in that sort of top echelon. And Bruce, well, he does, she does for me. And I said, well, that, for granted. But when you realise the only Olympian ever to win gold in the 100, the 200 and 400, never been done.
And Ben, even as impressive as that, it's just a small statistic, but just the fact that her win in the 400 metres would have won the current Australian national title is extraordinary.
Well, that was 53 years ago, yeah.
Exactly. And keep in mind that when she raced on a cinders track, so she left footprints in the track. So I reckon that surely cost her a second and a half compared to the shoes, the tracks, the almost spring cushion of the tracks today. So yeah, if you could pluck her out of 1964 and put her on the track today, she still beats all the Australians. And there's barely any other sport where you can say that about. Honestly, even Rod Laver admits that the big top spinners of today would play a different game to him. So it's an extraordinary career and a lot of deep felt sympathy for her family today.
Yeah, very much so. And on the same weekend that we say goodbye from the track of Usain Bolt, I mean, you put that in perspective. Yeah, 1, 200, no one could catch him, but 400, I think he won gold at a junior world meet in the 400. But I mean, you know, even the great Usain Bolt could not do the 1, 2, and 4.
No, it's incredible. And so she was an amazing contrast as a young lady off the track. She was so genteel, but just a bit like, I would say, a Susie O'Neill, almost self-effacing and bashful. But like Susie, man oh man, put her in Olympic competition and she had the tiger in her tank. And that's right, it is a very rare thing because normally if you've got the stamina for 400 metres, you ain't got the pace for the one or two and vice versa. But they're almost mutually exclusive, which made it so special. And, Ben, there's just one thing I want to say. There's no question in my mind that the old athletes just trained hard for the ones from today. I mean, they went up sand dunes and they pushed themselves to absolute delirium. And as Herb Elliott often says, they trained naturally. A lot of them ran to school. They ran in the lunch break. They ran home.
True.
So they covered kilometre after kilometre without even knowing they were training.
Crash, I'm almost out of time, but I want to ask about the Titans. Neil Henry, is he under pressure to be there next season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were thrashed by the Broncos, and every now and then you see a game where you think, this simple thought, Ben, they're not playing for the coach. That's what I'm seeing there. The club's in crisis, they're for sale, and I think he will be a casualty of that. If they don't improve the next few games, I think it's probably over. And, you know, he's a good coach. He did his best. But sometimes players just stop listening. And when that happens, you're gone.
Good on you, mate. Let's chat again tomorrow. Crash Craddock, senior sports writer, Courier Mail.